Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And Steve and Ted are going to be in Hutchinson Saturday night for the Senator Roger Marshall Town Hall. Ted and I will be helping with doing the questioning and so forth. And the show is going to be broadcast live right here on KNSS. We'll be there at 6 o'clock Saturday night at the Encampment Building. And we have a special guest this morning with us, and that is the general manager of the Kansas State Fair. Brian Schultz is with us. Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
Great.
I'll bet you're in a pretty good mood. You guys have had awesome weather up there this week.
We have absolutely had awesome weather, yes. And in a great mood, absolutely.
And what's been the highlight so far? Let's look at it this way. Have you got any idea how many visitors you've entertained? Because I know you were shooting for 400,000 this year.
Yeah, I'm waiting for our ticketing department to open up this morning to find out how the last 2 days were. But, you know, we've remained steady. We always know that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are kind of a little lighter time. But today, you know, we've got the two Super Bowl trophies coming in from 2 to 6 today, and we know that's going to be a huge draw, plus all the entertainment. Tomorrow we've got Riley Green and Ella Langley on the grandstand, and just so much stuff going on here at the Kansas State Fair, so we're hoping people will come out and visit.
I had a debate with someone the other day. I can't remember who it was right now, but I mentioned the pig races, and he said, well, they don't have those anymore at the State
yep.
Fair. Now
they're back.
They're back. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Bigger and better than ever. We
found a spot for them over right by the petting zoo where the camel's at and all that stuff. So we got them all together and, yes, have been a huge attraction again here at the Kansas State Fair.
How's the chow this year?
Oh, it's amazing. All the new stuff that's out there. You know, we've got quite a few new products. So get out to our website, kansasstatefair.com, and check those out. And, you know, from the pretzel wrap pickles to the quesadilla, s'mores quesadilla, and all kinds of, yeah, I mean, it's the food has been just phenomenal. The lines are very long, so, yeah, come out hungry, too.
So, did you say a what, pretzel wrapped pickle? Was that it?
Yeah, yep.
How does one do that?
You know, it's a pretzel spear, I believe, and they wrap it in a pretzel dough and bake it off. And I've heard it is fantastic. And then there's like a pretzel, a pickled corn dog, I think, is some of the other ones. So there's some very unique things that are out there this year.
Oh, sure. Now, is this your fourth year as GM?
Yes, it is. Yep.
So what do you think so far? You think you're going to stick around for a while?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely love it. We have a great board of directors. We've got a great staff. We've got a great community that loves having the Kansas State Fair here and just very, very happy with everything that's going on.
I know, do you want to mention, have been any problems with security, anything like that? I know the Highway Patrol is there every year.
Absolutely, yes. We are blessed to have the Highway Patrol here. We've taken a few extra security measures, putting more lights up out in the parking lots. We've been working with K-State and KDOT And on the weekends, now starting tonight and tomorrow and Sunday, we have drones that fly over. It's more for making sure that there are no issues out there in the parking lots, and then just overall safety. We've also, like I said, increased the lighting, increased the cameras. We just want people to, when they're coming to the Kansas State Fair, to know that it'll be a safe place for them. And yes, again, our Highway Patrol have been amazing and keeping people out here.
Have you encountered any visitors from exotic places like the other side of the world or maybe Nebraska or someplace like that?
Actually, I met with a gentleman yesterday, and this was his 80th fair. We sat down for about 40 minutes, talked about the fair industry and all the different ones that he's gone to. He's based out of, I believe he said, Wisconsin. But he was spending the day here, part of yesterday and part of today, and then he was going to jump in the car and go down to the Oklahoma State Fair for a few days and then head down to Texas for the State Fair of Texas.
It was his 80th fair or his 80th Kansas State Fair?
80th fair.
Oh, okay.
That he has traveled in the last couple of years. But we did have a gentleman here yesterday, I believe. He has, this is the first time in over 80 years he has not spent all 10 days at the Kansas State Fair. He had a little bit of an illness this year, so he wasn't able to make it out all 10 days, but made it out yesterday. So we did a little story on him, and it's a wonderful feeling to have people that are that dedicated to coming out to the fair.
How's your staff holding up? Everybody still in a good mood? Your workers?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, we talk about the number of wake-ups that are left. So we have two more wake-ups to finish out the fair, and then we come back in to clean up. So everybody seems to be in a good mood and just happy about how the fair is turning out.
Yeah, the farmers in Kansas, they probably show up at your door there about 4:30 in the morning. But what time do gates open, actually?
We start with there are a lot of people walking around way even before that. So, we've got different days starts different gate hours. Like for the next week or next weekend here, it's at 7 a.m. and then we close at 10 o'clock. That's the admission part of it. The gates are open until 11 o'clock. And then Sunday we close at 6 with the closing of the Kansas State Fair.
Right. And all the stuff that you've told me, everything, the one thing I retain is this. The pig races are back. And
yep.
Hey, Brian, thanks for talking to us this morning. I know you're a busy guy.
Absolutely. And, well, I appreciate you guys and all you do for us. And, you know, people want to see what's going on, go out to KansasStateFair.com or download our brand-new app. Kind of tells you everything that there is out there. Wayfinding tells you where your favorite food is at. And it's just a great tool to have in your pocket when you're coming out.
All right. Good luck this weekend. That's Brian Schultz, General Manager of the Kansas State Fair. Steve, 10 in the morning, coming up the Wichita Business Journal update. Local retirement and senior living communities experiencing a growth spurt. That's on the way. Steve, 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.